Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Moxie Mondays. I'm your host, the Moxie Maven, Jennifer Kettlewell, coming to you live from the inversion-riddled Grand Junction in Colorado, where we are all trying to figure out how the cold seems to come through no matter how many layers you have on. The new year always brings an interesting flurry of activity. In the blogosphere, there's a talk of social media trends, resolutions, plans, and even horror stories offering warnings. So how do you know what to listen to? What is even really going to work? What trend is really just a fad? And quite frankly, how in the world do you put it all together in order to make an effective plan that will work for you and your business? Let's start with Jackie, who blogs on churchofthecustomer.com, and recently she put an article out detailing what her thoughts were for the focus of businesses using social media in 2010. And her thoughts revolving around this coming year, well, she says it's going to get boring. I find it a very interesting take for sure, and one that was bound to happen. In her assessment, this year will be focused on how social media gets, or how social gets integrated into business function. That means social media policies, aligning social media strategies and tactics with overall business objectives and revenue goals, and realigning functional teams. The shift that has needed to happen. As social media bloomed in business, a business would not, they would hop onto the bandwagon without fully thinking through the ramifications. Not that social media is the first thing to make businesses shift focuses too quickly, but really the last couple of years have been more about getting a presence online than actually deciding what to do with that presence. There were several messes created along the way, and the unfortunate result is many businesses that felt that they have burned enough that they won't try again. I'm hoping that's not one of your businesses. But what does this mean for your business? What have you done to integrate social media into your business practices? Is it something that just dangles off to the side and it sort of relates to customer service and marketing and customer development? Do you have a social media goal set, which means that in some way, your social media return will have to be measurable? Do you have policies in place for your employees and their responsibilities are defined? Overall, how do you think you are doing with making social media just like your marketing for the year or your capital purchases? Is it integrated in such a way that it becomes a part of how you do business? If the answer is no to any or all of these questions, it is not too late to make social media a part of your business instead of some nebulous piece of marketing that just floats along and maybe gets caught up in someone's net. So, on to Michelle McPherson, and let's see what she has to say for the coming year. Well, there are many experts out there claiming that the hit of the 2010 will be location-based services like Foursquare, and even better if they are tied in with social media heavy hitters like Facebook. Michelle disagrees with this assessment for many reasons, one of which is that those that live in the smaller towns, and the other is that location-based tools are of little use unless they tie into your big social media sites. She strongly believes, as I do, that many things will be moving to the cloud. Oh, you don't know what the cloud is? Well, that is where you put all your documents, pictures, client contracts, information billing, well, just about everything on other people's servers. This is exactly what Google has done with Google Docs and Flickr with pictures. I would take this one step further and say that there's probably going to be some integration between the cloud and social media for document sharing. We see some of this with services like Flickr, making it possible to have your photo stream on many different social media sites, and also with YFrog and TwitPic, allowing you to maximize your Twitter experience by sharing photos to your Twitter stream. All in all, I think this integration will become easier and more seamless. The applications will become easier to hook together. And last, but far not least, I want to quote Michelle directly. We'll move away from conversations about why one should be using social media in your marketing towards how to use social media in your marketing. I just can't add anything more to that. I also took a look at Emily and Blake's predictions. These two blog on swim.stoneward.com, and they had a nice list of 10 things, some of which we have covered, a few that are everywhere, such as increased mobility. But they had a couple that I thought were worth mentioning here. Growth of personal brands. That really has been something happening over the past couple of years, including the personal brand marketing professional. Using your own space online will become increasingly important, even if that means away from your current employer. And the second thing they mentioned, increased monitoring. Remember earlier that we talked about social media becoming more integrated into business functions? Well, that includes the IT department. It will become increasingly important to make sure that resources are being used appropriately. There have been some companies that treat their social media time like pencils and pens, a small price commodity. In the coming year, I see that shifting to more like the purchase of new chairs for the entire office. A little more expensive, a little more care in the planning, and most definitely a little more attention given to the resources used to implement that level of change. On to Pete Cashmore of Mashable, and he talks about personal privacy becoming a hot issue, as well as social media shifts to more like game qualities, alter realities, buying and selling with fake currencies. Yes, the last one made me chuckle a little bit, but the reality is that Gen Y is entering the marketplace, and they are doing it in a very strong way. These are the kids that got the rattle for their first Christmas with the flashing lights, access to Wikipedia, GPS locations, and it also vibrated when they chewed on it. These kids are wired, and they have been from a very young age. The shifts over the next few years will be very interesting to watch indeed. Now, of course, we need to mention what Chris Brogan is talking about. He is talking about the Velvet Rope community's exclusivity and keeping the commoners out. In some sense, this needs to happen because of all the spamming activities. When a news stream becomes so cluttered that the adverts are in general bad form, the desire for clean interaction becomes much stronger. So these types of communities, I think, are definitely around the corner. Peter Kim believes that a whole new cadre of thought leaders will be hitting the scene, completely replacing the ones of 5 years ago. Now that is a scary thought. In times past, you needed an idea of a lifetime. This shifted, of course, to the idea of the decade, and now we are looking at needing the idea of a nickel. Does anyone feel like they are on the boat from the original Charlie the Chocolate Factory with Gene Wilder ranting about how it's going faster and faster? Oh, so fast. How can it stop? As images madly flashed on the walls. There's also a growing trend online that can be rather frightening if you think about it. And this year, Marian Salzman brings up the point of mob media and cyber disinhibition. Blah. Wow, that was a mouthful. Cyber disinhibition. We won't try that again for right now. But really what she's getting at is that cyberbullying will evolve into virtual flash mob gatherings around disputes. Throw in a celebrity or two and you have a mob medium. The other is all about the statistic that 43% of the people surveyed would do something, say something, or otherwise engage in behaviors online that they would not do in person. This type of disconnect about real people being on the other end of the internet connection is one that is bound to find many people on the receiving end of actions and words that they never would have before. All right. Back to the lighter side with Drew McClellan. And he is talking about when it comes to content marketing, he believes this year we'll find CFOs pulling the plug on marketing efforts before there's any real return, simply stating that content marketing is not a sprint but rather a marathon, and it takes a lot more time to see the return. This, of course, with all the other topics, is very interesting indeed, with talks that ROI will indeed become a predominant issue for many business owners. What if the ROI is wrong? Do we pull the plug or do we reassess the expectations? This is new territory, after all. Now, there was a lot talked about here, and really I didn't even scratch the surface of the information that is out there with just a simple search in Google for social media 2010. It is amazing to me that the number of opinions, conjectures, and predictions each year grows at the rate of the national debt, yet somewhere in all of this we are expected to make sense of what is there and apply it to our own businesses in a very strategic and methodically planned manner. Okay, that would be a little June Cleaver, and the world would be a much different place if it worked like that. Rather, we read the predictions. Maybe we even change a few things in our business models, but the reality of business means that we are moving at such a fast pace anyway that opening up this can of worms hardly seems worth it. Before you throw your hands up in frustration and just figure that no movement is good movement, let me boil down what we talked about into a few statements. The first, integrate your social media usage into your business. There's also thought out there that not all businesses are suited for social media, which we will cover next week. So if you're not spending time trying to get the square peg to fit into the round hole, well, maybe you should pause. It is time to examine how social media should be a part of your business and if it should be there at all. The second thing, be mindful of what you say and what you let other people say to you. The lack of inhibitions does not mean that it is free for all out there and you should let anyone say anything to you that is inappropriate. Stand your ground and fill your circle with those that create positive influences. Remember that the lack of inhibition in the results is usually litigation. So, really make sure that you're being just as professional as you would be to someone face-to-face and that nothing, and I mean nothing, should be considered private when it's uttered online. The third thing, find communities that work. Belonging to Twitter just because everyone else does is not a good answer anymore. You need to make sure that you're surrounding yourself with a community that adds value. If it doesn't add value, then you need to change your tactics. Easy as 1, 2, 3, right? Even those three topics can seem rather heavy. But if it really comes down to making sure that you're doing the right thing for you, not your neighbor or your favorite online celebrity, remember the personal brand discussion. Make your space and make it a place that you want, even if it means breaking the rules, not following the trends, and stepping out on your own in a way that goes against everything all the experts are saying. So there you have it. Create a prosperous 2010 for your business with or without social media, which leads me right into the discussion of next week's topic. Next week will be a show that is wrapped in the New Year energy. We will be discussing when you should not be using social media. Yes, you heard that right. I seriously want you to know that I do not believe social media is for everyone, and it is about time that there's an honest evaluation on it if it's right for you. There are many things that might be holding you back from jumping into social media. Maybe it's technical knowledge, fear, time, yet those are very superficial reasons. Next week, we will take 15 minutes to examine beyond the superficial and really discuss if you should be using social media in 2010. Do you have a thought about social media in the coming year? Have you decided to throw in the towel? Send a quick email to moxie@moxiemafia.com. That's moxie@moxiemafia.com. And your story may be the one I'm looking for. Thank you for joining me, the Moxie Maven. Remember to tune in next week on January 11th at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time right here on blogtalkradio.com/Moxie-Maven, MOXIE-MAVEN. Click on the little heart to mark this show as your favorite. Besides the fact it makes me smile, you will be sent an email reminder of the show. Until next week, have a Moxie Monday.